Reed Chelsea with you as we do our first podcast of our favorite morning show topics for 2020.
Sorry about that.
You're not sick, are you?
Yeah. Speaking of sick, are we going to get sick after that plane ride?
I would imagine so, yes.
Okay.
We had, oh my goodness, 5 or 6 separate people around us.
Coughing.
Hacking.
Okay, Reed, that's not an appropriate word to say. I'd
coughing.
Like you to say coughing.
Coughing
Thank
over
you.
A 4-hour flight. Is that how long it was from Los Angeles
yeah.
to O'Hare? And it's like, you just look at everybody and you go...
Okay, stop right there. We're not going to start on a negative note.
What was your favorite topic of the morning, Chels?
Lettuce.
Lettuce. All right.
I think that's great.
We had a trick here for how you can make, if you're trying to, for a New Year's resolution, eat healthier. Chelsea and I have a trick.
And you say, I don't want to because salad goes bad so quickly. I feel you.
Chelsea's got something for you,
Stick
though.
Stick to cookies.
Nope. What would be the other thing you could do?
Buy bagged lettuce and put a piece of paper towel in there.
Right away.
Right away.
And why is
that? Soaks up the gunk.
No, it absorbs moisture. It doesn't soak up the gunk. And it keeps the greens fresher longer.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, so you can do that. My favorite topic was actually a story, a feel-good story. A man donated his kidney to his wife of 51 years after finding out he's her perfect match.
How cute.
Which actually, what we read about, I did not know this, Chelsea, you didn't know this either, was that if you have a child...
with a person.
Then you are very unlikely to be a match because your blood is mixed, and very often you developed antigens against your
against that
person's blood because of the childbearing. So the fact that they were a perfect match...
is so sweet.
Is so sweet. And usually it takes up to 7 years before you find a match.
Wow.
And in this case, it was her significant other. So hope you had a great holiday season. There's a feel-good story. Good luck writing 2020 for the rest of the next
week.
Yeah, I'd say the next week for me. It's going to take a while to get used to it.